Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST. Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome, welcome. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. We're here again with another BSA, but this week it's all about friendships.
Yeah, friendship edition, big sister advice.
Big sister advice. So, we have a girl trouble of the week, as always. Yes. Lulu, do you want to take us through it?
So, the girl trouble of this week is being blackout drunk an acceptable excuse for unacceptable behavior?
I don't think that it is. I think that a lot of people like to use the fact that they were drunk as an excuse to, for their behavior. Most of the time, actually, they probably weren't even that drunk. And they'll be like, oh, I was really drunk, or I blacked out, I don't remember. A lot of cheaters will use this as an excuse. But
classic cheater excuse.
Yeah. And I really don't ever think that being drunk is an excuse. I mean, I can think of a couple situations in my life where my friends have used that as an excuse. And it's, I always say, well, you know, does that mean that you'll do it again when you're drunk next time or whatever? It's just like, it's a hard excuse to, it's a dumb excuse to use, actually, because it's really, there's no win-win. Like, you can't win from that.
Yeah. And it means that you don't have yourself in hand.
Yeah. It means that now, next time you drink, your friend won't trust you.
Yeah. It's like a reckless, it's a red flag because it's like, you're a reckless person.
Yeah. Being drunk is never an excuse.
No.
Ever.
That means, a bit pathetic.
It's like, well, then you shouldn't have drank that much then, actually. Yeah,
exactly.
So, no. For me, no. For me, it's a no. It's a no for me.
Yeah. It's a no for me. And I also feel like, okay, blackout, all good and fine, but you low-key still know what you're doing. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like for a lot of cheaters, they'll be like, oh, you know, kissed another girl, but I was so drunk, I don't even remember. Like, low-key, you always know what you're doing. If you're like, if your loyalty really lays with that person, you won't do that.
And I also feel like, I mean, I know everyone's different, but for me, when I get blackout drunk, I can honestly say I've never been blackout drunk to where I don't remember anything. Never.
I have.
See, I have. But so then how do you know you're not broken someone's trust?
Because, no, because like you low-key at the moment, I've been blackout drunk. Okay, I've been there are two types of drunk. You're so drunk that you physically can't do anything.
Yeah.
So then you're just laying on the floor. I've been that kind of drunk.
But you still remember, or no?
I don't even remember, okay. But I was so drunk, I was laying on the floor.
Okay.
My friend had to carry me home.
Yeah.
I've been that kind of drunk.
Okay.
I've also been so drunk that I forgot a lot of the things. I had a blackouts. I had a lot of like black holes in my night.
Yes, that
I've
had.
At the moment, and then I would see like videos of myself, and then I was like, oh, right, I remember that. Mm-hmm. And then I realized, like, at the moment, you always know what you're doing, because I could literally lay in bed and I could be like, how the hell did I get home last night? But some brain cells must have been working, because I still remembered my address.
Yeah, you still got home.
Still got home. I still knew how to order an Uber. I still knew all these things. I still knew how to wash my face. I've been in my bed, all my makeup off, my clothes nicely folded in the chair, and I was like, I don't even remember this. How the fuck did I even do this?
Yeah.
No, I've so like, that as well. You know, like your core values and like your actual habits are still in you. Yeah. Like you still know low key what you're doing. Mm. You might not remember it, but like big events you will remember.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's very hard to forget if you've done something wrong on a night out, even if you are blackout drunk personally. But that's just me. Everyone's different.
Yeah, clearly.
But yeah, no, it's definitely not acceptable behavior or an excuse. It's not a valid excuse. So next time you try using that, you guys, just think twice.
Because yeah,
it actually just makes you look even worse than you already do.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, wait, what?
Don't use it as an excuse.
Anyways, okay, so jumping into dilemma number one. So I met this friend a few months ago, and we have got on really well since. Last weekend, we decided to have a night out. And to say the least, I was very surprised by her behavior. She ended up getting extremely drunk and publicly getting with three boys from our table, which left me standing there feeling very uncomfortable. She then was so drunk by the end of the night that I had to practically carry her home. She insisted she was going to go home with one of the boys, but I had put a stop to it. The next morning, she woke up and didn't remember most of the night. Do I let this slide or is this a red flag?
I feel like you guys are very opposites.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, this girl, I don't think... It's not like she kissed your boyfriend.
No.
But I mean, she's very wild. She's a bit full on, especially like she does this after knowing you for 2 months. She kisses three of her guy friends.
Yeah.
Ballsy. So yeah, she's definitely like a feral rat, or she's in her feral rat phase.
Yeah.
But she technically didn't do anything wrong. But obviously, you guys have different values.
Yeah. Because I'm like thinking back, and like I've definitely had moments where I've gone out with someone I didn't know super well. Like
yeah, when I used to go and clubbing every weekend. And I would never do that, I think.
Yeah, and it's like, well, I would, a lot of times, a couple times I'd go out with a girl and she would just vanish the whole night. And I would never see her. You know, like there's honestly in my mind, when it comes to going out environments, there's nothing worse than going out with someone who just like keeps running off the whole night. Like it's like in her own world. It's like you go out because you don't want to go out alone. You go out with someone and then you're just like looking for her the whole night, like running around trying to find her. I've had that so many times.
That's so annoying.
But yeah, no, for this situation, I feel like she's just kind of a crazy girl. Maybe you didn't realize that because you haven't been out with her yet. And I kind of get that, because like say you've just been going for coffees or one glass of wine. You know, you've not seen her drunk yet.
Yeah.
So it's like,
but you need to be like, is she going through something? Is she going through a breakup? Is she having her feral rat party phase? Or is this really her personality?
Is this her to the core? Yeah.
If this is her to the core, I mean, this might be a red flag.
Yeah. If this doesn't work for you, if that's not the kind of friend you want, then. Or just, you know, limit your activities with her. Maybe she's not a going out friend for you. Maybe she's just a, if you like her when she's sober, maybe she's just one of those girls that you just hang out with like for brunch and go shopping with, stuff like this.
Yeah,
because not everyone's meant to do everything together, to be honest.
Exactly.
There's certain things that I want to do with some of my friends and vice versa, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And that's just how life is, so I don't think that's a bad thing. But maybe if you don't want to be a crazy partier like she is, just stick to the other activities.
Exactly.
You don't have to fully ruin the friendship, do you? You don't have to like fully get rid of her, but yeah.
Stick to the Sunday afternoon coffee.
Stick to the sober activities.
Yeah. Yeah, and maybe tell her. Be like, look, that's not how I am. Like, this makes me a little bit uncomfortable. Like, just be honest with her. And then see how she reacts. And if she doesn't see anything wrong with it, then, you know, yeah.
I think for me, I wouldn't feel comfortable going out with her again if this was something that bothered me. Because you would just the whole night be like, oh, God, when's it going to happen? It would put me on edge.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, God, when's she going to lose her memory, her thoughts, her brain?
Yeah.
So yeah.
I think give her one more chance, but like also, I don't know, like now it was just like three guy friends of you. Imagine like all of a sudden she kisses your boyfriend. Mm-hmm. That's where my mind is going.
You know,
if she is so crazy, like what are her core values? You know what I mean?
I've had that before, actually. I'm just remembering that I went out with a girlfriend and she was so drunk. This is one of I'm not friends with her anymore. One of my friends who literally I don't know what this girl just shouldn't have drank, but the moment she'd have any amount of alcohol, she would turn into a completely different person, like honestly like a monster. She wouldn't like, I didn't recognize her at all, and I saw her trying to grab my boyfriend at the time's hand at the club, like at the table, kept trying to grab it, and he was like, well, I didn't want to make a big deal because I didn't like, I know how she is when she drinks. No, but to be honest, this made sense at the time, and I saw it and just full on attacked. Like, I like
obviously
was pissed, but yeah.
Anyways. Yeah, I feel like maybe don't let her come too close to your loved ones.
Yeah, but like, this isn't how friendships should be. So I could see why she's like, yeah. Is this a red flag?
It might be. Mm. I mean, I've had nights where I was blackout drunk as well, and where I maybe kissed one guy, yeah. But not three and at not the same table.
Your boyfriend.
Yeah. And like, not three at the same table.
No,
I think not three in one night in general, but like, especially not at the same table.
Yeah, that's a bit crazy. It's a bit, it's actually a bit like, it doesn't show great respect for yourself. Well, actually,
but also not for your friend. Like, you've only known her for 2 months, like, chill.
But I do feel like if it were me, I would give her the benefit of the doubt and just see if that was maybe just like a one-off. Like, maybe she's like gonna feel a bit stupid in the morning. You never know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would be very wary the next time I planned a night out with her. Yeah. Put it that way.
Exactly. Exactly. I'd be like, is this good luck. Let us know how it goes.
Yes.
So dilemma number two, the title is a one-sided friendship. So, hey girls, I noticed that me and my best friend only speak when I'm the one who reaches out. And if I don't reach out, we can go weeks without speaking or having any contact at all. It makes me feel like our friendship is very one-sided. What should I do?
Well, I think that this is a very common friendship dilemma, but as much as I would love to give you advice on like, what you could do to change it and like why it might be happening, which I do have thoughts about that as well, but I honestly think like it says a lot more. I would personally reevaluate the friendship, because I think it says a lot about how she values your friendship I know for me, for example, with my friends, if I want to speak to them, which I do because they're my friends, I do. Like, there's nothing that's going to stop me from reaching out and asking them how they are, seeing them or whatever. Unless I didn't value that friendship. That's the only reason. Unless I didn't care to see them. Yeah. That is the only reason I wouldn't see them.
Yeah.
So like, I don't see what else it could be.
I can understand if your friend's like not into texting, because my job, for example, is on my phone and I can honestly not look at my phone past 6. I'm like, no. If I am going to see you, I'm going to meet up with you, and I'm more of a face-to-face person. Or like a FaceTime person. But like, I understand you can be busy. You can be busy for a week, but going weeks,
without
talking. And she was also like, not any form of contact. So I assume that's also like no memes.
Yeah. And also you know like, what I mean? No,
like no TikToks.
And also because she's having to reach out first every time. That in itself is not okay.
Mm.
You shouldn't have to be the one, you shouldn't feel, that shouldn't even be a thought in your mind in a friendship.
Yeah.
You know, it shouldn't be like, wait, did she text me first last time or did I?
Yeah.
Like, that's like 12-year-old things.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
This is not, maybe she is 12, I don't know, but.
Yeah, I was just going to say, maybe like if you message her every single day, I also think that's too much.
Way too much, yeah.
Yeah, you're not supposed to, I don't know, like, I don't text my friends every single day, because then that would be my full-time job. Like, there needs to be a balance, you know what I mean? And that's what I feel like, maybe you guys don't have the same thought of like that healthy balance.
Yeah,
you guys don't have the same picture of it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, maybe talk about it. Say like, look, I'm always the one who has to reach out. And I mean, I'm fine. Like if we don't speak for a week, but like weeks without speaking, it just makes me question things.
Yeah.
And also, I didn't see.
If it carries on, I mean, that's one thing. But if this is like a new thing, it could just be one of those things where like, maybe you need to check in, see if she's okay. Because it might be like she's going through something. Like, you never know. There are other circumstances. But 9 times out of 10, it's actually because they sadly don't value the relationship the same way you do. At least that's what I've always found.
Yeah.
And I just don't waste my time on that kind of stuff anymore.
I agree. Because
that was like when I was in high school and I was.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Young and dumb and naive.
Exactly.
Now I'm like, you know, the saying, it's like, if they would, if they could, they would. It's so true.
If they wanted to, they would. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. If they could, they would.
Same thing. Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's something that you'll just have to think about twice, probably.
I agree.
So dilemma number three. I have a close friend who is a great friend and I really value our friendship. But recently I've started to notice that she is lying about really small and insignificant things. She only does this when no one is around. I have just played dumb up to this point, but I really don't get why she's doing it. Should I confront her or let her continue with her little white lies? Please help.
Oh no, the white lies person.
The white lies. There's always like someone that's like lying about stupid stuff.
I feel like everyone in their life knows someone that does this. I definitely have someone in my life that does this. And I'm like, why are you doing this? You look like an idiot. Long story short, you definitely need to confront her, but like in a nice way. Don't do it the way I did. But like, to a point, like, it make, like, why? But you know what? I once looked it up, and apparently people tell white lies because they want to fulfill or like keep a certain standard towards a certain norm, like social norm, or because they want to avoid conflict.
Yeah.
Or like they want to avoid like a spicy conversation. You know what I mean? So yeah, I feel like a lot of people do it for that reason.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And it's just weird. Like, why?
Again, with this whole character thing, this is like, for me, a little white lies, like, okay, fine, they're little white lies. But that, it says so much more than just a little white lie about someone. It's like, why do you feel the need to do it, though?
Exactly.
Like, where, that's an issue. Like,
it's
why?
It's a red flag.
Because you want to please other people? Well, that's not a good thing. You shouldn't want to please other people or whatever. Why ever you're doing it, like, that's the issue. So it's, yeah, I think I would confront her about it, as easy as it would be just to like ignore it. It's like, first of all, that's annoying that you have to put up with that and like act like you don't notice.
Yeah, that's annoying. You know? You need to be honest at this
and then
point.
She's he or she's making you feel like you're stupid, like she thinks you don't notice, but like you do. So like, for me alone, that would be why I brought it up. I'd be like, you know, like when people lie and they forget the first version they told you,
yes,
and then they tell you again in a different, and like a little bit different, and I'm like, wait, but that's not what you said last time.
You're like,
that's always how I catch people. I'm like, wait, but that's not what you said last time.
Yeah,
but yeah, as easy as it would be to just like ignore it, I feel like you're better off confronting her in the long run, like Lulu said, now, before, you know, before you discover something like crazy about her, that this was the red flag that you ignored.
Yeah, so I agree.
You never know.
And I also feel like people who tell a lot of white lies, like one white lie, like, okay, but like 1,000 white lies will become one big lie.
Exactly.
And I feel like if that person is constantly lying to you, even though it is just small little white lies, this person will come off as a liar and you will literally question everything they say, and they will just come across as like a dishonest and disloyal person.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's really hard to trust that person.
It's like, what else are they capable of?
Yeah, exactly. So if they're like able to tell you 1,000 little white lies in a day, then what else are they comfortable doing with? Like, it would give me so many questions. And I think you also need to voice that to her.
Yeah. Exactly. And just be like, you know, you don't need to do this with me. I love you for you. Like,
yeah.
Or whatever, if she tells you the reason that she's doing it, which I'm sure she won't, because she'll probably be embarrassed, firstly.
I feel like she won't even know herself why she's doing
it. Yeah, true.
A lot of people don't realize this.
Yeah, they'll just be embarrassed that they got caught.
I once confronted the person that I know. I was like, why are you telling all these white lies? I was like, why? And the person to me was like, well, I don't know. I've just always done this. And I was
Gosh.
I was like, Jesus, that's bad. Yeah. But yeah, it came to a point where like I would literally catch that person telling a lie, and 5 minutes before that person would have told me differently. And I'm like, this is really embarrassing for you.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
I was like, why are you doing this?
But I do think you should confront her, because it probably is like something that won't stop unless it's
I have to say, once I confronted that person, the person really was like, okay, there's no need for me to lie about this.
Yeah.
And once that person came more comfortable with me, the person stopped doing the white lies.
Good.
I said a lot of that person. Take a shot every time I say that person.
That person, that person, that person.
That person, that person, that person.
No, it's true though.
But in any case, so let's go on to dilemma number four. So dilemma number four, the title is Help. My best friend's possessiveness is coming in the way of my love life. So here I have a dilemma for you girls. So I've been best friends with this girl for over 3 years now, and throughout the friendship, I always noticed she was a little bit possessive of me and jealous of my other friends whenever I would hang out with them, which I guess now is a huge red flag. But because she was such a good friend to me, I let it slide. However, we went to a house party of some guys she knows. Also note, let's call her Alice, is not close friends with the group, and they just met at a party through common friends. So there's no history whatsoever. However, now one of the guys at the party seems to be interested in me and asked Alice for my number. Alice replied without asking me that I wasn't interested, even though I was. He ended up finding me on Instagram and asked me out on a date, to which I said yes. I told Alice about it, and now Alice is fuming, and she thinks it's inappropriate for me to go on a date with a friend of hers. Is she right, and is my moral compass just off, or is she being unreasonable? Please help.
So I don't think she's right. I think she's wrong. I think it's really weird that she didn't approach you when someone asked to take you out on a date. That would really annoy me, especially because she probably knew that she would have said yes,
right? It gives me jealous vibes. It gives me jealous. The vibe of like, why wouldn't you ask me on a date?
Yeah, like she's the one who wanted to go on the date, So she like... That's just mean. That's mean girl vibes. But I also think it's really a huge red flag when friends behave like in a possessive way.
Yeah.
Whether it's like mean texts when you're out with your other friends, or like you just get this vibe when you're with them that they don't like you having other friends. Like I've had that before. I think that's quite common. A lot of people have had it where like you're the only friend they're allowed to have. And I'm the only friend you're allowed to have, you know, this vibe.
It's very childish, and it's also very dangerous, because these are the people that probably... only have one friend themselves, aka you.
Mm-hmm.
And by being so possessive and being jealous of you having other friends, they're actually isolating you.
Exactly.
So if anything ever happens in this friendship, you will literally be left with no friends. And I feel like that's very dangerous. These are like dangerous people.
Yeah. I was going to say though, these kinds of people as well will try and put a stop to like all relationships in your life, whether it's friends, romantic relationships.
Which is literally what happened now, I guess.
This is an example of that, yeah.
Yeah.
So when that starts to happen, that's really scary.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine? Oh my gosh. No way. Like, okay, fine. Your friends can give you their advice on your relationship or your romantic life, but they should not be interfering with it.
I agree.
Like, this should never happen.
Also, it's not like this is her ex-boyfriend or her best friend. This is literally an acquaintance of her.
Exactly.
Like, they met each other a few weeks before on a house party. How deep can it be?
But I also think even if it was your best friend, like, you're not romantically involved with that person. So why is your friend not allowed to go on a date with them? It's not like it's your brother or your ex-boyfriend or someone you're related to. Like, I find that weird as well.
That's true. If it's your friend, you should actually be fine with it.
Yeah, you should want your other friend to go on a date with them.
Exactly.
It's because she likes the boy, I'm telling you. She wants to go on the date with him.
But then she should have voiced that. That's the thing. I feel like maybe you should ask your friend. You should be like, look, is it because you like him?
Yeah.
Like, what is it? And if she doesn't voice that, then I'm sorry. Like, no.
Yeah. Snooze.
Yeah. Like, no. I feel like this is so... Typical. But I feel like this is maybe the kind of girl, like, every guy she sees cannot be touched, even though the guy doesn't even like her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You also have girls like that.
Yeah, you do.
It's like, no, like, you can't. You know what I mean? It's a two-way street. You
can't have it all.
No.
But I would speak to her and say that, I would tell her off one for the way that she went about the situation. And I would tell her that aren't going to tolerate this anymore. And if you see behavior like this again, unfortunately, I don't think I would want, speaking from experience in these relationships that I've had with friends before, it's never ended well when you ignore these signs.
I agree.
They always keep popping back up.
I agree.
And they cause problems in your, not only in your friendship, but in the rest of your life.
I agree.
These are the kind of friends that literally will, like, it just causes chaos in your whole life. It's so toxic.
I feel like this is a situation of a toxic friendship.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
But it affects all aspects of your life, not just that friendship. That's because, bad.
Agreed. Because also she was like, she gets jealous when I'm out with other friends. I guess this is a huge red flag, but I let it slide. So you've known this all along.
Yeah, that you shouldn't let that slide. That's really, that is a huge red flag.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
And because she didn't let that slide, you're now in this situation where she's getting in the way of your love life.
Mm-hmm.
You give her a pinky, she's now right by your shoulder already.
Yeah.
Like, no.
No, 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 girls. We don't like this behavior.
Exactly. So first and foremost, I would definitely talk to her and then see how she feels. If she is okay with it, obviously go on a date, whatever. But if she's not okay with it, you literally have two choices. Or you say no to the guy because you value your friendship so much and you basically choose her because that's what it's going to come to. Or you say yes to the guy and you take distance from your friendship because your friendship will not be the same anymore if it really bothers her that much once you go on a date with this guy.
Yeah, but it does depend why she's saying no. Like, if she's saying no because it's her friend, then sorry,
that's not a valid excuse. It will be unreasonable, and I think then for sure you want to take distance from her nevertheless.
Exactly. Don't let her, like, walk all over you in,
I agree.
In choosing one or the other. Like, let her give you a valid excuse. Like, maybe she's like, I really like him, but, like, I just, for some reason, she can't date him. Who knows why? But
because he doesn't like her, he likes he likes Tiffany.
But
he
that like that I do get actually. Like, if you like someone, if someone liked you, for example, now that I'm single, if someone liked you, but I was interested in them and you were single, and they wanted to date you, and I was like in love with the guy.
But that's the thing.
I would never. I would be upset if you dated him, right?
No, of course. Yeah. But that's the thing. But it's still. Not like she was in love. It was. It's not like she was in love with him because you would have known about it and it would have been off limits. No. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm going around the whole different path. But yes,
this could be. But I feel like this in this case was not the situation. I feel like in this case she's just like, no one can have you, only me.
Yeah.
She's being possessive to the next level. So no.
And this is the type of girl. I've met many girls like this. So
yeah, same.
I'm not surprised, to be honest. But yeah, just my biggest advice would be not to let her walk all over you. Like, you're your own person. And if you meet someone that you have a spark with, like, do not let a girl who's going to do this with every friend she has stop you, because it's basically a never-ending cycle.
I agree.
So you have to be careful with these kind of girls.
Exactly. That was the last dilemma.
So that's the last dilemma, guys. We hope you enjoyed as usual. And if you have any dilemmas, please DM us on It's Girls World Podcast.
Yeah. And sending in your dilemmas by DM, by the way, is the best way to reach us.
Yes. We see them all. And we love reading them. Well,
exactly.
Sometimes I don't love reading them. Sometimes they're very sad. But
yeah.
We like to have a big pool of things to choose from. So anything you have, anything you want us to cover, even if it's not a dilemma, please send it to us and we will try and work it in.
Even if it's a topic.
Yes.
Be like, oh, I would love you girls to speak on that.
Yeah.
Or to speak about that. Or, you know, because we love to do topic episodes as well.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And we'll speak to you guys next week. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.